Nige, how are you going?
Yeah, fantastic, Darren.
All ready to go, mate, or what?
Oh, all the bells and whistles are all singing. We're very excited for Sunday to come around.
Indeed. The powerboat's main attraction, so they're starting what time?
From about 9:45 in the morning through to about 5:00 at night.
Yeah, and you've got various classes, like you have juniors racing as well, don't you?
Yeah, we certainly do. We've got a pretty good field of juniors. They come from all over the state. They race anything from an 8-horse through to a 15-horse outboard motor. Yeah, and they have an absolute ball.
Reckon they would. What time are the big boys on?
Right, we have an unlimited warm-up in the morning, which will start about 10:15.
Yep.
For a good half an hour, just to give the mainland boats a little bit of a derby on the river to sort out any bugs ready for the feature races. The Tasports John Palmer Memorial Cock of the Mersey is the big race on the day, and it's definitely a nationwide, I want to win this race. All the mainlanders, they reckon it's probably the hardest race to win, being, on a very difficult track against some awesome local competitors. They love the challenge.
Who's your tip for Cock of the Mersey?
Who do I tip? Well, I'm not going to put the moz on my brother, but he's done a lot of homework from last year to this year. So, look, you could toss a coin between realistically 3 or 4 boats that are right up there at the moment on the national scene. So, they're all running somewhere from 2,000 to 2,500 horsepower.
Wow.
It's just mind-blowing how fast they accelerate.
Yeah, they get to top speed very quick, you're right. So let's go to stuff happening on the land. So I know you got wood chopping, haven't you?
Yeah, we certainly have. They have an absolute sensational wood chopping program. They've got state title chops. They've got hot saw competitions, hand saw competitions, any competition to do with wood chopping, they have got it going.
Have you got David Foster looking after that for you? Or I heard he was.
David and Stephen Foster are running all that. And, Stephen's on the committee, and he's an absolute pleasure to work with. And a really top bloke as well. So him and his father, David, are right in there running a hell of a good show.
Plenty of entertainment for the kids, apart from, actually watching the events. Now, your sideshow alley type setup, and that's a bit further up the river, isn't it?
It's the northern end of the ground. If you head from our regatta tower north up towards Nickel Street, from there up to Nickel Street. Yeah, and so they're laying out a new layout this year, so that'll be quite exciting to actually see all the fun stuff that they're going to lay out for the kids and the big kids as well.
You've actually got a new entrance, haven't you?
Yeah, we certainly have. Our main entrances for the main area are off Nickel Street and Lower Madden. And we also have a small spectator viewing point down near the Harbour Master Cafe, which is separate again, so you can stand right on the edge of the river there and you could just about reach out and touch the powerboats as they go past.
You'll be able to, like, I know you have the PA set up on both sides of the river, so people over in East Dev will be able to hear it loud and clear as well.
Yeah, they definitely will. We've got a couple of radio towers over there to keep them up to date with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And it's just like not even being on the other side of the river.
Have you checked a forecast for Sunday yet? I haven't.
Yeah, I actually looked at it last night and it says mainly fine, 21 degrees, so that sounds sensational.
We'll take that any day of the week, mate. No worries.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, now with entry, so people need to get tickets or what's the deal? Last time we spoke, you said you may have some for sale at the gate. Is that still the case or what?
If they haven't sold all the pre-sale tickets, you will be able to get them from the gate on the day. They have FPOS facilities as well as hand-in-the-pocket cash, so we can cater for anybody that's coming in.
Yes, but it's Devonport tickets, isn't it?
Yep, Dimbletickets.com.au.
Yeah, right. Sort that out ahead of time. That would make it a lot easier for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
If you can just rock up with your tickets and away you go. It's a great event, and I'm glad you got it underway again because, you know, things have been a bit dodgy with events, as we know, over the last 12 months, but we're smooth sailing this week, I reckon.
Oh, look, all smiles this week. Yeah. We've got our home and away star locked in. She's coming.
Yeah, so that's Bonnie, isn't it? Bonnie? Is it Bonnie?
Yep. Yep, and we've also, like last week, with the Melbourne lockdown, it didn't look like we were going to get our boats, but at this point in time, all systems go and everyone's very excited.
All right, check out the Devonport Regatta Facebook page for all the info. Thanks a lot, Nige.
See you on Sunday.